Well, when your center takes a late game handoff in for a score, it must be the end of a successful senior day. But few predicted the kind of success the Michigan State Spartans would have on Saturday. WKAR's Al Martin was there, and he joins us in our studio now. Hi, Al.
Mark, how you doing, my man?
Just fine. What are the differences here in this Spartan team versus 3 or 4 weeks ago?
Well, I tell you what, you see this team as the season has gone on from the very beginning. You look at the very beginning of the season, week to week to week, Michigan State has gotten better in specific areas, and even some games they've taken steps back. Inconsistent, to say the least, but what I think we're seeing right now is that Michigan State secondary is starting to make big plays down the field. They seem to be getting better. Michigan State on both sides of the football, that offensive line opening holes for the running back core, guys like Gerald Holmes, LJ Scott, Madre London. We're really starting to see that offensive line get great push up front. The defensive line has been something that's been a hallmark for this team for quite some time, even dating back to last season. So those guys have been outstanding. But I just think right now that Michigan State senses how urgent this time of the year is, seeing as though you have the Big Ten championship game coming up, a game in which if they do beat Iowa, they will automatically be in that college football playoff, Mark.
And talk to us about the depth here. I mean, where do the Spartans stand right now in terms of their depth charts?
Well, right now, I think the big thing is that, for the most part, Michigan State looks healthy, Mark. That's something that's been a question mark for the past month now, as to guys like, you know, Jack Allen, Connor Cook. That's the big glaring injury that everyone was worried about coming into the Penn State game on Saturday. But he said after the game on Saturday that as far as his injury is concerned to that right shoulder, he believes that when they do lace him up to play Iowa in Indy for that Big Ten championship game, it's going to be night and day. He used the words, quote, night and day concerning his injured right shoulder. He's going to be fine. So I think right now, just from that depth perspective, to answer your question, I just think right now that Michigan State is healthy and they have a lot of bodies to throw at you.
Compare Michigan State and Iowa then here. Where are they strong? Where are we strong? Where are we both weak?
Well, I tell you what, when you look at both of these teams, Mark, they had four common opponents all season. And the only opponent in which there was a different outcome from in the win and loss column was, of course, Nebraska. Iowa topped Nebraska earlier this season, 28-20, while Michigan State, of course, as we know, on the road in the controversial fashion, they ended up losing to Nebraska by 1 point. Other than that, I think, you know, Iowa has proven. I mean, they sit at 10-0 right now, you know, and just a really unbelievable team that can attack you from various angles. I really like, you know, C.J. Beathard at quarterback. He's been fantastic for this squad and has been very consistent. Also, a Detroiter. Desmond King at defensive back. He's been one of the best defensive backs in the Big Ten Conference. Iowa, they're a team that can put points on the board and can attack you from different angles. I really think the key matchup for Michigan State to adhere to when going against Iowa, you have to pay attention to that secondary. If Michigan State secondary can play like they've been playing the last few weeks, it's going to be a great outcome for them, I think.
What do you say to skeptics who say Iowa just hasn't really been as tested as Michigan State?
I would have to say I agree with him. I mean, it's hard to ignore that in the Big Ten East, where Michigan State plays, and you have teams like Ohio State, the defending national champions, you have a team like Michigan, and we all know what Jim Harbaugh has done this season with that team, despite what occurred on Saturday against OSU. There's just more competition in the East. Now, I really don't know. It's still a question mark as to, with of course, Iowa playing out in the West, just how much they have been tested. If they beat Michigan State, that notion will quickly be dispelled, though, Mark.
Yeah. Al Martin of Current Sports here on WKAR Radio and Television is our guest. We're talking about Saturday's Penn State game, but we're transitioning to next Saturday in Iowa. Walk us through the bowl possibilities. What is likely to unfold here?
Well, right now, Michigan State is the favorite against Iowa. If they do win that game, Mark, they will be in the playoff. The committee... And just looking at where Iowa sits right now, I mean, Iowa sits at that number 4 spot in the coaches' poll. They actually sit in the number 3 spot ahead of Oklahoma. So they have a clear path to the playoff right now. If Michigan State somehow, some way was to lose that game, I think they will play in the Rose Bowl. But if they do win, again, we all know that the Orange Bowl and the Cotton Bowl are the possible outcomes depending on the seeding if they do win that game. The Orange Bowl out in Miami, the Cotton Bowl out in Texas, and, of course, the national championship will be held out in Arizona this year. So I think that if Michigan State beats Iowa, I think they'll probably be a three seed in this thing, possibly a four seed. And I'm right now, I'm gunning for Cotton Bowl. I think they'll play in the Cotton Bowl if you were to ask me, Mark.
And what about the other top performing teams in the Big Ten? What does that mean for Iowa if they lose the championship?
Well, if Iowa loses the championship, it all depends, because there's so many outcomes, which we'll go through on Current Sports later on today. Because if Iowa loses, I think maybe you'll see them in the Rose Bowl possibly, because they'll still only have one loss for the season. Iowa is a very, very good team, and then even expanding from the Big Ten, Mark. I mean, you look at a team like Clemson. I mean, just imagine if Clemson was to lose against North Carolina this weekend, that would throw a whole monkey wrench in the college football playoff, because maybe there's this argument that maybe North Carolina deserves to be in the college football playoff. Will that move Michigan State up if they beat Iowa? You have Bama playing Florida this weekend. Oklahoma. Many people look at Oklahoma and say, okay, they beat TCU, Baylor, and Oklahoma State. But all three of those games were without their starting quarterback. So do they deserve, looking at how that game played out, will that enter the committee's minds? There's so many scenarios. But again, right now, if you're a Spartan fan, you got to be rooting for Michigan State to pull out that dub against Iowa. And if you do, again, Michigan State will be among that four, and that at least puts them in the dance to see what happens after that.
How do you feel about the matchup here?
I think Michigan State, you put me on the spot now here, Mark, but I do
indeed
think that, yeah, exactly right. But I think Michigan State will win this game. But I think that, again, and you hear that criticism that Iowa hasn't played anybody. I think that a lot of people aren't giving Iowa enough credit. I think it's going to be a very close game, but I'm choosing Michigan State to win this thing by 3 points.
All right. Al Martin is our host on Current Sports on WKAR AM 870 and once weekly on WKAR-TV. Thanks, Al.
Thank you, Mark.
Step one's down. Step two next week. Go Green, see you, Cindy.